Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Chalene Johnson.
What's up, party people? Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I am your host, Chalene Johnson. This is a podcast dedicated to helping anyone who wants to build their business do so and use all of the advantages and tools that we have, almost most of which are free on the internet. To be honest, this show has a lot to do with building your email list. I don't care what kind of business you have. If you build your email list, everything, my friend, gets easier. Whether you own an automotive store or an online marketing company, it doesn't matter. Your email list makes everything easier. This is Build Your Tribe 2.0. In these episodes, they are short, concise, and to the point. I answer questions from my Marketing Impact Academy students. They're people just like you. It doesn't matter whether you are a new entrepreneur or a seasoned veteran, we all have room to grow. I'm a lifelong student. I'm glad you are too. I like to make these episodes very brief, to the point, give you the information you're looking for so that you can be on your way building your business and enjoying your day. Let's get to that first call from Sarah.
Hey, Chalene, it's Sarah. I've got some really awesome, juicy questions for you. But I just wanted to start by saying thank you so much. Like this program is truly changing my mindset in business and giving me the kick in the butt to make some stuff happen in my business that I've known I need to do for a long time. So it's truly making an impact on my business. And for that, I'm so grateful. So thank you so much. I have an easy question for you today. How do I set up my own affiliate or referral program? What do you recommend for that?
Sarah, awesome question. This is a great question for absolutely anyone. Wouldn't you love to have your own sales force? People who would just brag on you. They love working with you. You're their favorite dry cleaner. You're their absolute ultimate health coach. You are the person they go to when it comes to learning online or social media. Or maybe you have the world's greatest Italian food. There's nothing better than a legion of fans who are telling other people about your product or services, right? I mean, wouldn't it be great if all of us could reward those people who were sending us our very best customers? Well, as a matter of fact, you can. And that's what an affiliate is. What is an affiliate, Chalene? Well, I can just give you my own definition of what it means to be an affiliate. An affiliate is someone who refers people to someone else's product or service. And in doing so, they receive a small or large commission. In other words, if I create a video on how to design a website and buy your own domain and develop a website in less than 30 minutes, and I use a service like Bluehost, who I am an affiliate for, and you watch my video, right? And you're like, oh, that looks pretty cool. I think I will use Bluehost to register my own domain name and design a website. Well, if you were to click on my link, I would then be paid a small affiliate fee. Now, there are lots of rules and regulations as it pertains to affiliate marketing. And then on top of that, I think that each one of us needs to have our own personal policies. I can tell you my own personal policy is that I will never, doesn't matter what the dollar signs are, I will never promote a product or become an affiliate for something that I don't personally use or have used and or that I wouldn't recommend to my family and friends. That's just my own personal policy. And then on top of that, most other companies have their own affiliate bylaws or recommendations. And affiliate marketing is something that is in fact regulated. So you do want to make sure you know the ins and outs of affiliate marketing. Now, Sarah, let's just assume that you have a yoga DVD that's been selling quite well, but your own email list is relatively small. And so you'd love to be able to see if other people, maybe bloggers, people who are talking about health and fitness, maybe someone who has a YouTube channel where they actually review other people's fitness programs. Many times bloggers, YouTubers, and others who basically do reviews of products, whatever products they promote and actually like, they usually become affiliates for it. So let's just say hypothetically, and I don't know if this is the case, Sarah, but let's just pretend that you have a yoga video, you don't have a big email list yet, and you know that there are so many other people, organizations, and those with a large social media platform who could not only build your email list, but they could help you sell your yoga videos. And by recommending your video, they could earn themselves a small affiliate fee. I say small because we're talking about a product that doesn't have huge margins. It's not a big price tag. So we're talking maybe a couple of bucks, all, you know, sometimes as little as 50 cents. But it's not uncommon for some programs to offer 50% affiliate fees. Pretty cool. So you asked specifically about how to set yourself up so that you could track your affiliates. Now, there are lots of affiliate software programs out there, tons of them. And those programs will help you to manage your affiliates. In other words, it would actually deliver the applications to people, new affiliates. It would provide them with their links because let's say, Sarah, that I talk about your yoga video, which again, hypothetically, you don't or do have, I don't know. And then people buy it from the review I've done of your video. How do I know, or how do you know that it was me, Shalene, who sent them to you? Well, you, by using one of these software programs, would have an individual code or link that goes to each one of your affiliates. That way, all of the traffic and all of the sales that are earned from that affiliate link would be tracked back to each individual affiliate. On top of that, many of these software programs also allow you to be able to see the results of each one of your affiliates, approve new ones, and make payments. Of course, as you would suspect, there are a lot of organizations out there that do this from the very small to the very large. And of course, I called my expert, that is Kevin Richards of Launch Media. He helps us to manage and oversee all of our affiliate programs because we actually have several affiliate programs. We have affiliates for Marketing Impact, Smart Success, Instagram Impact. I'm not sure if we've done them yet for Courageous Confidence, but we do have affiliate marketing and we do have a very strict application process. For me, it's very important that if somebody is an affiliate for my programs, they have gone through them, they love them, they're students of them, and they're really putting into practice what they've learned. I am not interested in having someone sign up to be an affiliate for one of my programs and then do one of these like awful YouTube videos where it's like a robot talking and there's basically a link to order the program. No, thank you. ClickBank is certainly one of the most popular ones, as is CJ.com. No affiliation with the CJ, by the way. And some other ones I've heard but have not personally used are JROX.com. I'd like to tell you a few that I wouldn't recommend you use, but instead I think I just won't. I won't mention them. But there's a lot of them out there. And in fact, if you go to Google and you type in top options for affiliate tracking software, you'll come up with a nice long list of companies that do this for you. Not just manage the affiliate process, but also process payments and basically promote the fact that you have an affiliate program available. So for some of you, you haven't figured out what kind of business you want to start yet, but there are lots of products and services that you use all the time and you're constantly telling people about them. Hey, why not earn a couple of bucks by creating a video sharing with people why you love this particular program? All you have to do is go to their website and in the very fine print at the very, very bottom of most websites, it'll say affiliates. Almost every product or service that you can think of that's pretty well established offers some kind of an affiliate program. Now, that's not to say that you're going to get approved, but it's very likely. It's very possible. Why not give it a shot?
My name is Tanya Shaw, and I run a successful personal training studio and have a team of six fantastic employees. My question is whether I can start to develop my own personal brand and an online business and work that in with the brick and mortar business of a personal training studio. I am completely passionate about helping people and I love project creation. I love social media marketing. I love mindset challenges, personal growth, the business side of fitness. And I really want to grow into an online business, but I also want to focus on my personal training studio and growing my team. So I was wondering how you can put them both together to really do both and have them work together. Thank you so much for your help. My website is ascendfitnesscoaching.com. Thank you.
This is a great question, and you've come to the right girl, because I operated my own in-home personal training business for many years. Here's what I know about that business. Can you hear the energy in my voice? It's draining. It's very draining. As rewarding as it is, it's also physically and mentally draining, because when you're a personal trainer, if you are servicing people at a location or in person, if you're not there, or if someone decides to no-show, you don't get paid. And that, well, that's a job. That's not necessarily, I mean, we call it a business because I guess it is a business, but at the end of the day, it's really, it ends up being a job, because if you're not, it's worse than a job, because when you, I hate to say that. I mean, I don't want to sound negative, because I really did love personal training. The problem with it is, the shortcomings, I should say, the challenges, if somebody decides to flake on you and they make up a very good excuse and it means that you can't charge them for that hour, depending on your policies, well, then you don't get paid. As opposed to when you work for somebody else, if they don't show up or if you're not feeling well, you still have sick days, so you still get paid. So as much as I loved being a personal trainer, I also realized that there just weren't enough hours in the day. Even if every single client showed up when they were supposed to, even if every day, every hour I was booked solid, there was still a ceiling. And so the only way around that ceiling was to hire additional employees. And that was more stress, and that was more of the same. So I love that you've already stumbled upon this idea that you've got to do something online. I mean, let's face it, what you are doing with your clients, so much of it is you. It's your motivation. It's your personal style, your personal approach. Let's also take into consideration, as you and I both know, let's say your average client only sees you 2 days a week for an hour each time. Well, there's another, 5 days a week that you have no idea what they're doing for a workout, what they're eating, and you just don't have the ability to influence them in the way we sometimes need to make sure people are successful. So why not create an online program that in the beginning stages, you market and develop it for your existing clients? In other words, by joining your personal training studio, they get a deep discount on your online training. They can join your academy, they watch the videos from the privacy of their own home, and they lose access to those if they remove their membership from your personal training studio. I mean, I'm just coming up with this stuff hypothetically off the top of my head. That's one option. Another option is to, of course, create these programs and modules, and they are given to those people who buy a certain size package. And or it's something that you can create so that people can train without equipment. All of the other factors, maybe it's mind and motivation and diet and core training and body weight exercises and flexibility training, all the things that we wish people would do on their own. You could market that to your existing personal training customers. But ideally, what I would love for you to do is to consider marketing this to people who don't live in your city, but man, they need your secret sauce. There is obviously something very special about the way you do what you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had the type of success that's allowed you to open up your own studio and to have other trainers who want to come and train for you. So if you can just get that to translate on video and then create an online academy, girlfriend, I'm telling you, now you've got the best of both worlds. How cool would it be that you were making money around the clock doing something that you love, something that you're so passionate about, something that you're so good at, and something that you know helps other people? I know your next question, how in the world am I going to have the time to do both? Well, the honest answer is you can't do both at the same time. You have to set aside the time to build this online academy, and that might mean that you step away from your in-person clients for a month. That's all it would take for you to create an academy. You know that. I know that. But doing them both at the same time often results in a lesser delivery of product and services on both fronts. I am never a fan of multitasking. Sometimes we have to slow down to speed up. And in this case, I would urge you to do that. Yeah, you might lose a couple of clients. You might lose the income that you're getting from your in-person clients that month. But I promise you, the investment will be tenfold. Recently on the Chalene Show, I interviewed Steve Kam. He is the founder of Nerd Fitness, and he'd created this online blog. He has launched an online academy for Nerd Fitness devotees. In that academy, they pay $99, and he has over 12,000 academy members. Hello, pull out your iPhone and do that math. That's over 1.2 million. Hey, hey. But the cool thing about it is Steve is like not a dude who's into it for the money. He's into it to serve his community, the people who he is. He's a member. He calls himself a nerd. He wants to serve the Nerd Fitness community. And I know that's how you feel too. So don't limit yourself by thinking that you have to focus solely on the people who can drive to your studio, because there's people all around the world who could benefit from your training style. Thank you so much for your message. And for everybody else who would like to leave a message, you can do so by going to chalenejohnson.com/ask Chalene. Of course, preferential treatment is always given to our own Academy students at Marketing Impact Academy. But if you've got an awesome question, I'm probably going to answer it. So I hope to hear from you soon. As always, thank you so much for listening to Build Your Tribe. Send this episode right now, email it to a friend and say, dude, you have to listen to this. It's a great episode. I think it'll help you. And don't forget, of course, to subscribe so that you know when we have new episodes coming out. Oh, and by the way, if you have no idea, you've never listened to the Chalene Show, all you have to do is send me a text message and I'll send you a link to the Chalene Show. My number that you would text that to is 949-565-4337. Hit rewind if you didn't catch that. And then just send the following letters. TCS. The Chalene Show. You guys are awesome. I promise you that I would be brief. I'd be bright. I'd have fun. And then I would be done. So we done, y'all. We done.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.